and welcome to the Pocket Gamer iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast, episode number 131, take one. We're not going to do two takes this week, we're recording right now. With me this week is Keith Andrew.
Hello.
And John Jordan.
The particle returns.
Yeah, back from the land of the jet lag.
How many weeks have we been away? It's 4 weeks or something, isn't it?
It has been a while. Mm. We even started to clean out your room.
Yeah.
Take your stuff.
It's all gone on eBay.
Yeah, we didn't get much in the end.
No, but you didn't.
About £20, 2p. How was WWDC? You were in San Francisco. How was San Francisco?
I was in San Francisco twice. I was in San Francisco twice, San Diego once, and LA once. Well, I was in LA twice. I flew into LA technically, but yeah. So yeah, it was all good actually. I went to see Glu Mobile, see some of their new games. That was kind of interesting what they've got coming up. Then I went to see Qualcomm, who make the Snapdragon, or who design the Snapdragon chips that are in lots of smartphones and tablets. They did like a developers conference. That was pretty good. Then I went to WWDC, which was a little bit dull, to be honest. Well, at least the keynote was a little bit dull. And then I zoomed down to E3 for a day, and that was typically E3 and quite loud and big. So yeah, all in all,
sounds like you had a terrible time.
Yes.
we thought WWDC was pretty dull back here as well.
Yeah.
Yes, you weren't wrong. very little. I was sitting in the keynote, which is 2 hours long, and I think there was probably 3 minutes of mention of games.
Yeah,
Game Center.
Yeah,
and it was hilarious. Afterwards, I was talking to a developer, and they're like, "Did you see our gamers on the slide that Game Center was on?" And they were just, I was like, "What?" And obviously, they had a slide with Game Center with a list of five games, and they were just like, "Yeah, look, we're on it." And I was like, "It's a little bit desperate. It's not really a headline." If you squinted for 30 seconds, you would have.
Well, well, it's good to have you back, Mr. JJ.
Can I have my stuff back now?
And let's go on to the news. No, we've sold it.
News!
Right, first up on the news this week, let's stick with WWDC, sort of, in the fact that there's a new iPhone 5 rumour. Of course, iPhone 5 did not get revealed at WWDC this year, even though the iPhones are normally revealed then. So that means the rumour miners have all been working overtime, try and find the latest nuggets of information in the mine of Apple mine. anyway, the latest ones. Actually, there's been two conflicting ones, haven't there, recently? Yep. First of all, we heard that it was going to be a teardropped shape iPhone 5.
that's what everyone wants. So you know, I never end hear people saying they want an iPhone shaped like a teardrop. That's one of the big demands.
I'm very sorry, I can't buy the iPhone 4. Why not, sir? It's not a teardrop shape. Yes, and then we heard it wasn't a teardrop shape, and it's actually going to be square.
What a surprise!
So yeah, and people are now saying it's going to be August again.
Yeah. I'm not sure I care at this stage.
You gotta care.
That's what I said. Something I should be saying now, really. But yeah, you kind of think, you know, there's hype and then there's just endless reams of articles filling the web of rubbish.
You're calling our article rubbish?
No, ours is spectacular. The ones that are based on rubbish.
Yes, I'm sure we'll hear more rumours. I should do the I should have done the ding sound. I haven't done the ding sound for ages. So yes, the latest rumours say it's going to come out in August. There you go. I like the ding sound. It's
well, and there's this other one, the smaller one that's popped up again that they think might be for the Asian market.
iPhone S or iPhone 4S or iPhone 4 small.
I think that's more likely. Actually, I can see that. I can imagine that just coming out in China and so forth rather than launching over here.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes a business sense, where obviously a lot of the world can't afford, a $600 phone. So, Yeah. So that would, but you know, as soon as they did release something in China, they just the clamour for people who just wanted one, would be ridiculous. So, you know, I don't know. I don't really. It's not like they need. It's not like they need to make any more money than they're already making.
So. it's just one of them. It's one of their moves to kind of halt Android, really, isn't it? Rather than when one of their moves you kind of make just to set your opponent back, rather.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I really don't know whether Apple would consider that, you know, because not the thing is, like, Apple and Android are two, you know, there is literally a chalk and cheese comparison. One is completely controlled, you know, hardware and OS from one company who are incredibly precise about exactly what they release. You know, and you could imagine that maybe one year, I'm not saying it's this year, I don't think it'll be this year, but you could imagine one year they don't release an iPhone because for some reason they can't do it, you know. Whereas, yeah, like, Android is like, oh, anyone, you know, whatever, have a go, you know. And some Samsung stuff is pretty good, and HTC stuff's pretty good, but then there's loads of just, like, kind of tatty rubbish. So why would you want to compete with that? I mean, I don't really see. I can understand if Apple won't make any money, but...
I just think they're one of them companies that I think they think, nah, I don't think they like looking over their shoulder. I think they, even if there's not anything,
I don't think they'd care, really, would they? They never strike me as a company that would look at the competition and go, oh, no.
But they do. I mean, anytime they do any of these big press conferences, they always manage to get in a few slides which have a nice poke at their rivals and various stats their rivals put out that Apple claim aren't true.
Yeah.
I can imagine there'll be certain people there who would want to, because Android gets a lot of good press anyway, because a lot of, you know, people like it, not developers like it, and I think they might kind of think this is something we could actually quite easily have a go at putting a stop to. So I can imagine someone like Steve Jobs thinking he would, you know, would like to do anything to
I mean, it does in a sense, it does play to basically what they're doing. I mean, like, everyone's doing now is like an ecosystem play. So obviously the kind of the interesting stuff from WWDC was basically, you know, they're kind of doing the iCloud stuff, so they're kind of locking your data into an Apple world. So, you know, anyone who buys an iPhone, then they'll get an iPad, and then they'll get like a Apple TV or a MacBook, or, you know, so they're kind of locking everyone in. So it would be kind of interesting from that point of view, where they would want to have some sort of entry, some more of an entry level device. But they can then lock people in, because they kind of, I mean, they did that really well with the iPod, obviously. I mean, it wasn't a locking into that. I mean, it was locking into iTunes, I suppose. But you know, when you had the Nano, and you had, so they do, they can design smaller, you know, cheaper things. And they do, I think they understand the value of that. But yeah, I'm not entirely convinced about the smaller one.
Well, moving on from the iPhone 5.
Moving on.
Let's go to our weekly Game Loft update. We've got the first details and first screens on their upcoming game, Silent Ops. Or rather, John, you posted this, so you know a bit more about it.
Well, not really. I just kind of like, I think I just. Oh no, I did have something. That's right. Yeah, I did. There was like a little press releasey thing. Yeah, it's it's a kind of. I mean. It looks like a fairly generic type, stealthy action type kind of game, but I guess the slightly different thing, I suppose, is you play three different characters. So effectively, you're getting a class system from role playing games. So you get the big beefy guy who bashes people and prepares a big machine gun, and then you have like some sort of more like he actually looks like he's wearing a slightly dodgy kind of raincoat. But I'm sure it's supposed to be like a spy type raincoat rather than a dirty Mac. But he creeps around in the shadows with a silenced pistol, and I think he's supposed to be, no, sorry. And then there's these kind of ninja girl who I imagine she's, one of them's a hacker, so I imagine probably the ninja girl's always the hacker, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, the man with the dirty raincoat could be a hacker, I don't know, but I imagine it could be a girl. So the ninja girl is more like a, you know, kind of jiu-jitsu combat. So I'm sure she uses guns as well. But anyway, so that's the. I think it'll be the traditional Game Loft, fairly well polished, if a little generic, kind of game. But
fair enough. I'm just watching the trailer now. It's all CGI, basically, this stuff.
It's not all CGI.
I can't see any gameplay.
Love is.
That's the Earth. That's definitely not.
No, at the beginning, he gets into. No.
He looks a bit odd in that dirty
He does, doesn't he?
Actually. He looks like he's off to some kind of boring dinner party rather than.
Well, you know,
he should be dressed like Sam Fisher, really, shouldn't he? I mean,
isn't he meant to be a spy though? So I mean, he's blending in. He's making. If you passed him on the street, you'd think, he's not a spy. He's going to some dodgy dinner party.
if I'm one of them guys in the background on the screenshot with a gun or whatever, and I saw him,
he's definitely not up to much. I better go back to my post. And walk
that's
in a circle.
That's a script from the original Metal Gear, isn't it? I'm sure.
Someone...
Whose footprints are these?
Yeah, I love the way they just walk around in circles and engage these guards.
That's what people do in real life.
Just walking around in a circle, and then if a friend goes missing, and they normally pass them, they don't think that's odd. Friend's gone missing. They just walk around in a circle. Anyway, enough about guard habits. What else have we got? We've got talking of sort of related. There's a Pokemon clone has arrived on iOS, and it's not from Gameloft.
Are you suggesting that they make a habit of?
I'm not suggesting anything. Mm. Kiro. How do you pronounce that? Kiro, probably Kiro. Anyway, they've got a RPG out called Geo Society, which looks a lot like Pokemon. It might be bad. It might be good. I haven't played it yet. It's got 350 monsters in it. And it's £1.19. There you go. But from looking at the screenshot, they seem to have designed this for the DS because half the screen is your controls.
Well, I was going to say that. Yeah, it doesn't look like it doesn't look like iPhone, does it?
It's a bit weird. That must be tiny though. Their image, then. Never mind. So yeah, if you like half your screen being taken up by controls, knock yourself out, kids. Talking of controls and screens. Capcom have reduced the price. I don't know why I'm so excited there. Capcom has reduced the price of Street Fighter 4 until it releases Street Fighter 4 Volt, which is the upcoming sort of, not really sequel, it's more of sort of, well, it's an upcoming game. It's got full multiplayer. That's the big thing with Volt. Mm. So yeah, it's taken down the price of Street Fighter 4, which is pretty much the best beat 'em up on the iPhone. Is anyone going to disagree? No. Okay.
No.
Ocean Past, best beat 'em up on the iPhone, for 59p or 99 cents. So, and it's had loads of free updates. It's been one of those. It's been a good game. it's had a good innings. So it's had loads of extra characters added. But of course, Street Fighter 4 Volt will come with even more characters, and full online multiplayer, which I think is going to be the big. You know, I don't know how much it's going to be though. Hopefully it won't be $5.99 or whatever.
Street Fighter. It will be. Of course it will be.
Yeah, probably.
Why would it not be?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying hope. I hope. The new characters include Cody. Who else you got? Yeah, I know. Balrog. There you go. That's all right. Vega as well. He's all right.
Oh, old Vega.
Vega. Anyway, yes. Yeah, Cody. Forget about him. He has been good.
Cody. He lives next door.
Talking of new games, the Hothead have got a new game coming out very soon. The Deathbank developers. It's already on the Canadian App Store. And it's called Card Combat, but it's card spelled with a K. We don't like those kind of spellings around these parts.
Do we not?
Okay. No. We burn those kind of spellings. Anyway, we can't douse it with fire because it's in Canada at the moment only. That's annoying. Anyway, yes, if you're in Canada, it's launched. It's a card battling game, a bit like Magic the Gathering, sort of. You get a card decks and you play it against an opponent, either online or local. It's got a campaign, 33 missions. And it's co-developed by Richard Garfield, who's the creator of Magic the Gathering. So... that's quite a well-known name to have behind your game. So hopefully it's as good as Magic the Gathering. Has any of you two played Magic the Gathering, as in the card games or any of the many computer versions?
No. Nope.
Do you know of Magic the Gathering? Do you know what happens in it?
Yes. I've seen the words on the screen before.
It's like Snap, isn't it?
They should put that on the App Store.
You disappoint me. Both of you disappoint me. in the corner. Games. In the corner, rest of the podcast.
I've not played games for years, Will.
Yeah, it's $2.99 Canadian right now, and it's coming soon. We don't know when it is going to launch worldwide, but hopefully not too long. It's been out since June in Canada, so as a sort of beta release, I guess, or a trial. Anyway, yeah. So moving on from Canada, let's go west and then jump over the Pacific and go to Japan. Because, bit of a convoluted route. Yeah, Infinity Blade.
Mm.
Mm. It's coming to the Japanese. Oh, well, no, actually, John, do you want to go through this one?
What do you mean?
Yeah, because I'm waiting
for you
to learn up.
Oh. it's coming to being released in Japan on the... whatever it's called.
Mobage. Mobage.
I don't think it's pronounced like that. I don't know what it is pronounced like.
Mobage.
Mobage.
Well, it was originally, because it was Mobage Town, wasn't it? Anyway, whatever.
Mobage.
It's DNA. DNA's enormous social mobile network in Japan.
Do you mean Denna?
Oh, yeah. which has 20 million users. Of course, the ironic thing is pretty much all their games are all on what we would call feature phones. So they're all kind of webby-based, kind of Java-y type, kind of quite simple kind of games. Whereas Infinity Blade is clearly not that kind of game. But anyway, so it's coming out for iOS in Japan in a special Japanese Infinity Blade X. Is the kind of working title.
Isn't it already on their app store?
Well, it would be on their app store, yeah. I would imagine so. Or maybe they didn't localize it, so I don't know. Maybe it's not.
And this is going to have lovely social features and so forth, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think those social features are coming to... I think some of those features are coming to the normal, the kind of version that's already released over here. So they are looking to do more of that kind of... But the West, they do more of like a Facebook integration, so that's kind of the social platform that they build on. Where obviously Mugabe, or whatever it's called, whatever it is,
Mubahaj.
Whatever. I mean, that's its own Facebook, effectively. I mean, that's like one of you know, there's a couple in Japan, so that's its own Facebook. So its integration is into that platform. I guess the interesting thing is it's free to play. So instead of being whatever it's like $6, wasn't it, when it launched? Over here, it's going to be free to play, and they just monetize it with the in-app purchases, which actually they, as they kind of were surprised to find out, that over a third of their revenue now, or a third of the total revenue that they've made from Infinity Blade, which is over $10 million, so over $3 million has come from people spending money on in-app purchases to buy currency. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. Mm.
Of course, if you are looking for Infinity Blade on the App Store, don't type in Infinite Blade and download that, because it's a nice looking but a little bit crap Chinese slash 'em up. I'm not making it up.
I know you're not, because I almost when I wrote about this the other day, I almost listed it as Infinite Blade. So I wondered whether that was a mistake or whether that was a real game. But you've just answered that question for me.
No, it's a real game.
I'm very excited about Infinite Blade. I'm going to download it straight away.
It's terrible. I did actually play it.
Did you?
Yeah, because I wanted to know what it was, because I couldn't just write up a news story and say Infinite Blade.
It's the kind of dedicated writer you are.
Yeah, that's just the kind of person I am. Anyway, I think it's time we brought out the big guns and went to new releases for this week. Right, I'm gonna get ready this time, because last week my introduction to this section was a little bit rushed and didn't make much sense, and there's a hell of a lot of games this time, so I can probably make a pretty decent intro out of it. Okay,
really?
Yeah. Here we go. We're going to new releases. This week on new releases, there's just so many games.
It's a ridiculous week, isn't it? I think it's because people didn't release stuff for E3 or WWDC, so everyone was holding back.
Bunch them all up.
It's crazy.
This week on New Releases, we're taking a stab at Tiny Towers, we're being ninjas in the dark, and we're playing Pokemon.
No, that was no more successful than last week, really. Just a load of random words.
Monkeys, dark, ninjas, stabbing.
I don't actually have any of these on my list, so I'm not sure. I'll just have to listen to you talking about this.
I've linked. Look, there's a link. Click the link.
Oh, is it on all of them?
Yeah, they're all there.
Oh, really? Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I'll use that one. Okay, yeah. It's a stupid week for new releases. Stupid as in is just too many. So we're going to have to go through this pretty quickly.
Christ, actually, there's loads.
Yeah. And if you just if you notice, the first one is actually four games.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. Yeah, so Monkey Island, Tales of Monkey Island, is out this week finally. Although it's not just Tales of Monkey Island Episode 2. It's now Episodes 2, 3, 4 and 5 are out all at once. Which is probably why Telltale removed Episode 2 last week. Because it went out early or something, I don't know. So yes, if it's a bit weird because Episode 1 came out at the end of last year. So if you've been waiting that long, you've got the rest of the series. And if you haven't been waiting that long, you can download the first episode for free right now. So, well, yeah, you should download the first episode for free because it's free and it's pretty good. It's got a silly treasure hunt puzzle near the end. I didn't like it. It was just a bad riff on the one from Monkey Island 1. But anyway. Yeah, the rest of them are right. But they are all, I think they're going to be all $3.99. I haven't double-checked.
You haven't bothered to check, no?
No, $3.99. Eat that, Keith. Who's in the right? I think it's me.
I'm just keeping you on the straight and narrow, Will, you know, just to make sure you're doing your job.
Yeah. Yeah. You keep waiting. Wait. Right, next up, Dark, or D-A-R-K, from Chillingo and Game Lab. Mm-hmm. Twin stick shooter. Mm-hmm. It is quite dark. I've played it, so I'm going to tell you more about it later.
Okay.
One Bit Ninja. I've also played this. I'll talk about that a bit more later as well. But Dark is available temporarily for 59p, by the way, on the iPhone. One Bit Ninja is £1.19. It's a 2D sort of platform game, and I'll talk about that a bit later. Backstab has launched as well. $3.99 or $6.99 from Gameloft. This is their Assassin's Creed / Pirates of the Caribbean game, which was out on the Xperia Play, which I played and reviewed. Yeah, it's got swords.
Has it got bad English people in it?
It's got bad voice acting. It's got a very bad Englishman in it. He betrays
Englishman.
His old rival. In the most obvious manner ever. But he betrays it in the most sort of like, what have you achieved by doing this? It's one of those moments where, you know how games really, when they write, they don't really know how to set up any events, most of the people who write game plots. So it just sort of, you get to a moment where he betrays your character, and I was sat there thinking, what have you got to gain from that, though? Because he just lost a whole town.
It's a plot device, surely.
It's just a plot device, but there's no sort of reason for it. He just sort of... The Spanish invade a town, and you stop the Spanish invading, and then you go up to a high bit. I mean, this is right at the start. This isn't spoilers, by the way, unless you want... I mean, I'm spoiling the first 3 minutes of the game, if you're worried. But you go up to the top, and then he's there with some Spanish saying, "Thank you, I know exactly who to blame for this." And you're thinking, to blame for what? I just stopped the invasion. Yeah. What am I being blamed for? The Spanish invading... Why would that one person be the blame for that? Anyway, so yeah, it doesn't make much sense. It's quite fun. It's all right.
Graphics look nice.
Graphics are nice.
People's heads being chopped off and stuff as well, yeah.
Yeah, the combat's kind of a bit basic. Also, the horse, I don't know if they're changing this for the iPhone version, probably not, but the horse is kind of annoying. It's one of those...
annoying horse.
It just walks around cracking jokes that aren't funny all the time. You know,
the horse talks.
Yeah, he's voiced by Eddie Murphy.
It's just like Assassin's Creed.
Exactly like it, I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
Who thought of that? Is he just out of work at the moment? What's that about?
I'm making it up.
I believe you.
Yeah, the horse just keeps getting stuck. Like, you'll race forward a bit, and then it'll just go, whoa, hang on there, hang on.
I was that close to downloading it when you mentioned Eddie Murphy. But...
okay, what's up next? Tiny Tower. I don't know much about Tiny Tower.
I know about it, but am I going to be talking about it later? So it's a freemium game where you're kind of building a tower, like a tiny one. It's kind of like you're basically building a tower. It's kind of slightly typical kind of time management type game where you're building your tower and you're putting various shops in it to generate money to build more tower.
So, more tower. It's free.
It's freemium.
Freemium. Freemium. Circus City. You probably know more about this one as well.
Yeah, I know a bit about that one. Yeah, it's kind of Glue. I mean, obviously Glue have been quite successful with their kind of what they call it. I can't remember. 3D social mobile hardcore. I don't know whatever. Kind of games like kind of Gumbro, whatever you call it. And that kind of thing. What's the other one? Contract Killer. So they've done quite well with those, but obviously they're kind of more male orientated kind of games. So then now they're doing a few kind of more, I guess. Not specifically female orientated, but more kind of casual freemium games.
Looks a bit like Theme Park.
Yes, it is pretty similar gameplay wise to Theme Park. Well, there's kind of a nice dynamic where you're kind of, because you're putting on a show in the Big Top every day, so that the whole thing kind of builds up to you're getting your performers and you're buying performers to make your show that day big and attract people in. So it's.
Do you get to put more salt on the chips so that they drink more soda, and then you put the soda level down, the syrup level down, so you don't spend so much?
It's not a strategy game, Will. It's just a casual freemium game.
I don't know why that's the biggest thing I remember from Theme Park.
Because you spent a lot of time doing it? Cheating people?
I don't know. I think I was that sort of age where I didn't realise that sort of thing happened. So it was kind of like a revelation. Wait a minute, does this actually happen? And then it was like the light switched on in my head, and I thought, and that's when I became, you know, that led me on to become a shark in the business world. I swim around in a big pool, but I'm a shark. I'm on the next series of The Apprentice.
Okay.
Anyway.
Annoying.
World War II, Hills of Glory. Bulky Pix.
Kind of tower defense. Really.
Hill defense.
Well, basically you're in a bunker at the top of the hill, and little soldiers are trying to capture your bunker, and you shoot them.
Oh, I see. So
kind of, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it looks all right. How much is that one? Let me check the price.
99.
It is. Yep, 99 cents, 59p. We're in England now, John.
Okie doke.
Pence come first when we're on this podcast. Then the dollars. Poor old Europeans, I don't mention their price.
Drachmas, it's all drachmas now.
Yeah, basically. Ionocraft.
Oh, yes, I know a bit about that. It's Wipeout, isn't it? Wipeout, but you get to build your kind of like hover crafty thingy steampunk.
Quite steampunk, yeah, I was about to say. Yeah,
so you get to build, actually, I didn't think they looked very nice. I kind of thought, I guess maybe that's the point of steampunk, is they all look a bit functional, don't they?
Yeah, the men do look all...
You kind of bolt things onto it. I don't know if that's really... To me, that didn't seem like a big enough kind of angle, really. But it looks okay. It didn't look amazing.
Yeah, looks a bit flat from the screenshots.
Yes. So it's quite nice when you crash all the bits fall off, but that's not really...
Oh, that's quite cool.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that appeals to me.
Yeah. Bits falling off.
You could do something a bit more with the bits, couldn't you? I think.
Put them back together again and make another.
Oh no!
To smash.
Yeah.
Yeah. £1.19 for that. War Grimoire. I can never remember Grimoire. How do you pronounce that word? I never know the proper word for it. Grimoire?
I don't know it.
Oh, all right.
Say whatever you want to say.
All right. Wargrimmar HD. It's a tower defense game. It's got quite nice graphics. Lots of weapons. This is what struck me as odd. It's got 60 weapons. Normally you only get about 5 towers. But they're all upgradable. 30 environments.
But I think it's partly the thing, like a lot of game designers, they don't want to make, if you have 60 towers, like how many do you actually use? You just,
yeah,
you know, no one ever uses more.
Use the basic one and the one that slows them down.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, oh well, there's 60 of them. It looks quite pretty. And it is £1.79, $2.99. Right, up next, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. This one's a bit of an odd one, because this came out over a year ago. I had to look it up on Wikipedia. It was in February last year that it came out, as in the home console versions.
That screenshot doesn't look too promising, to be honest.
No, all the screens look a bit sort of low detail. They look...
Yeah.
They look a little bit worse than the Java version. The Java
I've got to review this week, and I wasn't... now I'm not too excited about it, just looking at that screenshot.
The thing is, though, the home console and the Java version were quite fun.
I only played the demo in truth, actually, but it was a bit too random for me. It felt a bit too much. The console went a bit too much. Like, I mean, I know people say this is Mario Kart, but you could do everything humanly possible and still come last.
Yeah,
that did happen in Mario Kart when they introduced the blue shell.
Although I still quite like that for Mario Kart.
But... Yeah, Mario Kart's good. Yeah, so, but unfortunately, Mario Kart's not coming to iPhone. I know, shocking, it's an exclusive. So, yes, so we'll see if this is the next best thing later on, I guess. It is available. It's available for £1.19 and $1.99. What else? Oh, Continuity 2, the continuation. Sequel to the award-winning Continuity pixel art puzzle platformer. We have to move tiles around to enable a little black sprite to pick up keys and unlock doors. All these indie puzzle games sound bad when you write them down, but are actually usually quite clever and quite enjoyable. I haven't played Continuity 1, though. You guys...
Nope.
I think
I like the look of it, though. The design of it.
It does look good.
And the logo.
You like the logo? What
the logo, that's important.
It certainly is important. I know some games that we get in, and I'm sitting there, I'm really enjoying it, and I'm thinking, this is definitely a 10. And then I look at the logo, and I go, what the hell? Blue on red?
Welcome to my world.
And I give them a 3.
It really is my world, yeah.
No, not really. I give them a 5. It's for Continuity 2. The continuation is available for 59p or 99 cents. It does look good, actually. It's all shifting. Yeah.
It looks better on iPad, actually, from this video.
I haven't looked at the iPad bit. Hang on, I'll fast forward.
It's got more blocks on it.
It's got more bogs. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, it's a lot nicer. They're using a white iPad as well.
Yeah. I prefer iPad 1.
You prefer the iPad 1?
Yeah, it's chunkier.
No, the iPad 2 is better.
I was in Currys at the weekend, and they had both the first one and the second one sat next to each other, and it's much nicer to hold.
You're wrong, but you know you're entitled to your opinion.
Exactly.
Even if your opinion is wrong. Anyway, I don't like the white iPad 2. I'd much prefer the black one, but that's just me, isn't it? That's just me. Anyway, that's it. That's the new releases. There was a hell of a lot there.
There's actually a few more, but
we got more as well. But we're gonna that's good. Yes. So there's quite a few good looking games out there for you to have a look at. Unlike last week, which was a little bit barren. But yeah. So
I remember last week.
So game on, Pocketeers. Game on. Now we're on to what we've been playing.
Why have you said it like that?
Well, it's just, yeah, weird.
It's like you're about to either cry or laugh.
Hello. a bit of both. John.
Yes.
John Jordan.
Yes.
Jet Setter. Jet yes. lagger.
Yes.
Fighter, warrior, lover.
What?
What have you been playing this
Who have you
week?
Been talking to? what have I been playing this week? Okay, quite a few, so I'll go a bit quick, I suppose. Yeah, so the main one I've been playing is Tiny Tower, which has just been released today, Thursday, yesterday, if you're listening to the podcast now, on Friday. Which I said is a freemium game. It's kind of that kind of nice, blocky, kind of 8-bit kind of type graphics. It's really, really simple. So you basically have, you're building a tower. You earn money to build another floor, and once you have a floor, the little construction men make it. And then once the floor's built, you can put like different blocks in, residential blocks or different types of amenity blocks. In the little residential blocks, you can obviously people come and live there and they pay you rent. And then you assign them to one of the kind of floors to work, and they all have different kind of attributes.
So wait, the residents work in the same tower as the one they live in?
Yes, but also there's like a lift, so people come into the tower and you have to like take them up to the whatever floor they want to go to. So they
the
go
torture up. Floor.
That'd be the basement, that's wouldn't it? But yeah, so I mean, it's not kind of high concept at all. I mean, basically all you do is there's a little bit of matching, so that each kind of person has a different attribute. So he might, if he works, some of them might have a food rating of 0. So if you put them in the sushi bar, they won't do anything because. Yeah, but if they have like a creative thing of creative rating of 9, you want to put them in whatever the creative kind of stories. And it has the usual kind of social things with Game Center. But it's just kind of quite nice. I mean, I've been playing it for a couple of days. I've not spent any money on it. Maybe that's bad for the developer because it seems to generate the money you need quite quickly. Or there's money. This typical thing. There's money. There's like gold coins and like cash. Like dollars of money thing. So there's two different currencies. But that's quite nice. It's free. It's worth checking out. It's kind of quite sweet, really. I foolishly started playing a game called Battle Fleet, which is a kind of more hardcore than I thought it was going to be, battleship simulator.
What? Whoa, backtrack. Hardcore battleships.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's good, isn't it? Battleships are kind of interesting. You'd like drive them around.
Oh, I thought you meant battleships like the board game. Well, the pen and paper game.
Well, it kind of is like that in a way. It's like it's a turn-based strategy game where you have battleships. It's the Pacific Fleet in this World War II, and you kind of have to move your battleships around. Then you have to move the gun turrets, and then choose how far choose much power. And it's not very good. It's not very good. Although keeping on the nautical theme, there's another freemium game which has just come out, which is called Sunshine Cruise Line, which is, as it suggests, a game where you are kind of running a cruise ship. It's quite nice. There's kind of two different kind of elements to it. There's kind of you have to unlock different ports around the world so you can sail to them. Obviously, when you're sailing to the ports, it takes a certain period of time to kind of get there. And once you get to the port, you get the typical kind of rewards you get. But so you can kind of like pay money, your real money or the in-game money to make the trip go faster, because obviously you don't necessarily want to sit there doing it, watching it. But if you do want to sit there watching it, there's like a bit like Tiny Tower. There's like a little kind of time-based management game where you're just kind of like looking after the people on your cruise and collecting money and blah, blah, blah. So there's that one, but the nicest one was just kind of I don't think it's hardly been noticed, and I only noticed it because I kind of know someone who works there, kind of thing. But it's a game called Tiny Lights, which is it's a really quirky kind of, I mean, RPG is kind of wrong. It's kind of, I guess, a very light. It's more like an RPG setting. Which is that this village has lost its things, whatever, I can't remember what they are. Things, some stones.
Clothes?
No. Stones. Stones of something like that. Stones of doom, no, not that. Anyway, so you have to go into the dark forest and, like, find these things. And basically you're like, this. The characters are called Tiny Lights. And just basically, there's five different kind of characters who are in this tiny light sky, and they're different colours. And they have different attributes. And it's very, very simple. It's more like you just kind of click around. You know, you just press on the screen where these little chaps kind of wander around, and it's very kind of basic puzzles how you kind of interact with their attributes. But it's just really, it's kind of really, you know, I mean, it's not like a big high concept. It's just really nicely done. I mean, the graphics are not, I mean, they are good, but they're not like, you know, super high end. Like a Zelda or something, but they're just nice. It's like a nice kind of game to just kind of wander around. It's got it felt a little bit like an Ico feel to it. Not that you're doing the game, kind of gameplay as Ico, but just it kind of felt a little bit like that. And it was just yeah, it was kind of very enjoyable. So I would suggest people go and have a go at that. Or actually, so you can get it for 59p, or you can go to the Tiny Lights website and you can play a web game. Oh, what noise is that? Am I boring you? Is that the like stop now?
Noise? He's fallen asleep. That's that. No, he's fallen on his microphone.
What? Sorry. No, right? Sure. Thank you very much, Keith. Right, Keith. What was you? No, I'll go next. I have been playing this week. I'm going to be quick as well. Right, first up this week, Marvel Kapow HD, because I was playing it on the iPad too. Yeah, it's a bit weird this one. It's you play as four Spider-Man, Captain America and Wolverine, but you don't really. You each one of them, you get a single screen. There's heads of supervillains come up representing each of the enemies of the various superheroes I just said, and you either slice them up if you're Wolverine like Fruit Ninja. If you're four, you spin a hammer into them and, you know, Spider-Man shoots web. And as you go for each level, the different villains' heads will appear and you've got to switch between the superheroes.
You keep having an attack.
That's really bad. Carry on.
Yes, and you're right, it is really bad. I gave it four.
Any games with hammers in, you know, just...
Well, that wasn't the reason. Although it was part of the reason.
Hammers.
Just don't do them. Anyway, enough about hammers. It's it just feels a bit sort of cheap. I mean, the actual presentation is okay. The intro video is good because it's all proper comic book sort of style, and it has a plot, and then the plot disappears, and you just do sort of disconnected Fruit Ninja levels. Slightly more annoying than Fruit Ninja. To the developers, I can hear that, Keith.
That's not me. I'm not that popular. Hang on, I'm on another line. It'll be his mother.
Yeah. Aww. Are you all right, John? Are you keeping warm?
Keeping warm.
Anyway, yes. The developer did actually email me after my review to say that they'd just released an update. This is just after I'd submitted my review.
It makes you feel bad, that, doesn't it?
It always does, yeah, that. Yeah, so I gave the update a quick whirl just before we were going to record the podcast. And they've improved the collision detection a little bit. And they've made it so the game center works now, because it didn't work when I was reviewing it.
Okay.
I kept, every time you complete a level, it came up with a text box with a massive error.
Apple might pick that kind of stuff up, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's not quite as terrible as when I first played it. I just don't think it's that well done a concept. I mean, they actually told me that Marvel are... I don't know if I can repeat this. Can I repeat it? It's from an email. Yeah. Well, they said that it was going for a more casual thing, and, you know, because my review basically makes the point that I feel it's a bit like the cheap Happy Meal toy of licensed games, because that's really no relevance to the subject. But yeah, they're saying they're going for a more casual thing. I mean, that's fair enough, but I think they could have been done a little bit better than this. It just feels a bit sort of disconnected and a bit not very good. I wouldn't recommend it. But yeah, the update improves it slightly. You can now sweep across Magneto's head and it will actually register. So that's always handy. But
the hammer's still there.
Hammers are still there. Didn't remove the hammer. Also, Spider-Man fires his web so slowly, you might as well be playing in slow motion. There's certain enemies will just come on screen, you'd sweep up to kill them, and then they'll already have hit the screen, which is their way of attacking, because they're heads. Heads in jars. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I know a good superhero game that's coming out, but I can't talk about it.
Captain America.
Oh, shut up. I told you.
You haven't told me anything, I'm just guessing. We had so many rumours about it.
Yeah, no, it's good actually. I only played a bit of it. But
it's not Game Enough though, is it?
No, it's Disney.
It's Disney. Yeah.
No, I'm allowed to say I played it. I'm not allowed to say anything about it.
Does it feature Captain America?
It does feature Captain America.
Ah, you just said something about it.
Yeah, it's called Captain America.
I know, but you still said, does he have a shield?
Yes, he has a shield.
Yeah, but you just, you're rubbish at this.
No, you're wrong. You're asking, you have to ask a bit more interesting questions than that.
Can he surf on his shield?
No, but that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. This is real life. What else have I been playing? Serious face. One Bit Ninja. I've been playing One Bit Ninja. It's good. It's a retro platform that's styled after Super Mario Land, essentially, but it's a little bit different. It's got a bit of Paper Mario in there as well. It looks like a Game Boy game. So if you although it's a little bit more colourful than a Game Boy game.
Or bad things.
If you really don't like Game Boy graphics, then you're not going to like that. But it's very much feels a bit like Super Mario Land. The jumping is almost identical. I'm pretty certain the developer looked at the weighting for the jumping from that game and sort of applied it to this game. So of course the jumping is unforgiving, but pretty fair. But the big sort of unique point about it is that if you sweep your hand across the screen at the top, you can rotate the camera and you can see secret places within the level that look like they weren't there if you look at them from one angle. Sort of like a optical illusion. It's quite clever. I quite like it. It's very hard. It certainly doesn't pull any punches when it comes to the difficulty. And there's no checkpoints midway during a level, so you're going to have to play it right from the start if you get killed, which is kind of annoying. But they only take about a minute to complete if you don't mess up, which you will mess up, because it's quite hard. Oh, and you can't move left unless you hit a spring. It's quite an interesting design choice. It's to make sure that the bottom left-hand corner of the iPhone is your move button, essentially, and the bottom right is your jump. So there's no virtual pad to piss about with, which I like. Because the developer changes the level, like, makes his level design so it takes advantage of the fact that you're restricted in your angles. So there are certain areas where you can get to a secret hidden coin, but you need to jump on a platform, but make sure you're on the left hand side of it and then wait for the platform to go left and then move forward and stuff like this. Just stuff which makes stuff that makes the limitation, right? Proper sort of gameplay, yeah? So the limitation suddenly becomes a strength. Not like that.
You ate my mother.
I think that's good game design. So there you go. One Bit Ninja, 8 out of 10.
Cool.
Yeah. Very quickly, I've also been playing an RPG, Avedon HD, or Avedon HD. I've only put in about 2 hours into it. And when I say only put in about 2 hours, it's one of those RPGs. It's a proper one, a bit retro. I'll be talking more about that next week, though, I think, because I've... 2 hours isn't long enough. I'm not even past level one, as in my character levels.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been playing something else today. It reminded me. Shadow Cities, which is a location based role playing game. Yeah.
I've heard of this one.
It's a bit confusing when you start off, but you kind of it's kind of
live, didn't it today?
Well, it just went live. It's been live in Sweden and Finland for ages, and it went live in America 2 weeks ago, and it's gone live in 13 countries in Europe today. Yesterday, if you listen to the podcast. it's quite kind of interesting actually how it plays, because everyone gets thrown into, you get to choose one of two teams, and the two teams like are fighting off against each other on every week. Every week there's a campaign to see who kind of can collect the most energy. So basically you're kind of going around killing spirits, which are just basically game entities. And then you're kind of trying, you're fighting with the other players to kind of...
Where does the real world come into this?
Because it's based on real world location.
So you have to walk around to find the spirits to kill in the real
world? No, I mean, there are teleports that you can use to go to other places. Because obviously now it's a big global kind of setting. It's fine to see people move around.
What if the spirits get free from the game and infect the real world?
Then we'll all be dead.
It got a silver award, didn't it?
Yeah.
So it comes recommended. It's also free.
It is freemium, yes. You basically you need mana to do certain spells, so you kind of run out of mana. You can buy some mana.
Talking of manners, here's someone who hasn't got any. Keith, what have you been playing this week?
I've only played one game this week. You lot haven't been doing any work, obviously. I have played this week. It was quite disappointing, actually. I've played Fish Moto, I'm guessing.
Sure,
a fish on a bike, a catfish on a bike.
How could that not be good?
Yeah, well, it looks really nice, actually. The presentation is really nice. It's just a game all about balance. So he rides a bike in his goldfish bowl under the sea, as you do, picking up. I thought he was eating them. Actually, it says in the game he's saving them. So he has to go around these levels.
Saving them with his mouth.
I don't know what happens. There's these other fish that are hanging in little bags under the sea, and he has to pick them all up to rescue them.
He has to eat them to rescue them.
Well, this is what
this
I.
This is a bit morbid, isn't it?
He doesn't actually eat them. That was just in my head. But so yeah, all the levels kind of. It starts off basically, and all you're doing is riding this bike. You pick up the fish and you exit the level. But then the levels start to get quite complicated, and it's all about balance. So you control whether the bike accelerates or brakes. You control the angle of the bike. So when he goes into the midair, you have to kind of keep him balanced. So because if he flips over, he'll come out of the bike and crash and die. Or if he hits the side, he'll die. So it's kind of, it's the kind of physics kind of game. So you've got to keep him level. You have to keep him fast. You've got to climb hills. You've got to do loop de loops.
So sounds a bit like Trials HD. Well, the fish edition.
Yeah, but the problem is, it's all very well, and it's definitely hard. And to be honest, I suspect a lot of people won't get too far into it because it starts to get a bit ridiculous. But when you do it, it looks very nice. I suspect it's one of these games where the developers, because there's no prompts to tell you which way you have to go, and a lot of the time you have to double back on yourself, but you have to get all the fish before you can leave the level. So it's kind of set out. They're located in an area that makes you follow the level in a set way. But it's learn as you go. As soon as the levels start getting hard, it's trial and error, and you go a bit too fast and you're dead. You go too slow and you're dead. You don't get your landing quite right, you're dead. And when you do it right, it looks amazing. But I suspect it probably needed someone to come along to play it who wasn't on the same wavelength as the developer to come along and say, well, I wouldn't necessarily do that. I wouldn't, that's not how I would approach it. And, it becomes a bit too much of the case where you have to die 10 times before you realize what you're meant to be doing.
That's life, isn't it?
You've got to die a few times, otherwise you won't live.
Exactly. You can't learn anything otherwise.
Yeah.
it's just like life. It looks, the presentation is really nice, and the concept, despite the fact it's a fish on a goldfish roll on a bike, which is quite strange, is actually quite good, but it's just a bit too showy in a way, and it could have done with someone playing it was a bit rubbish like me coming along and saying actually this isn't much fun. So yeah, I gave it a 6. That review is live on the website now. If you'd rather read that than listen to me along.
My reviews are live on the website now as well. If you'd rather read one of my reviews rather than Keith's, because mine are a little bit more concise, a little bit more funny.
You just can't help going for that local DJ job, can you? Well, it's just.
And up next. There isn't anything up next because this is the end of this week's program. I'm slowly morphing into a monster. Thank you very much, all of you listeners out there, for downloading us again and listening to us babble on about stuff. I have been Will Wilson. John Jordan's been sat over there.
Sad or sat?
Sat.
Sat.
Yeah. You're sad by default. I didn't think it needed mentioning.
Okay.
But yes, he's sat over there, so say goodbye to the listeners, please, John.
Goodbye, listeners.
And Keith has been hung up over there, so if you'd like to say goodbye to the listeners, Keith.
How did you know? I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm going to wave.
Oh.
There you go.
That was, yeah, that wasn't a very good wave because both your hands
were tied. I wasn't doing it with my hands, was I? So, yeah.
Oh, you're sick. You're a sick man. Anyway.